I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. The daughter of Muslim immigrants makes her bid for the U.S. Olympic skating team. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Football is the nation's most popular sport, but the Green Bay Packers were among the teams having trouble selling out for Wild Card weekend. Of course, the weather in Green Bay might have a bit to do with that. One forecast for Sunday's game is 0 degrees with a wind chill of minus 30, which is still not a record for Green Bay.
No, it still would be below the starting wind chill of the famous Ice Bowl, in which Green Bay beat Dallas in what became one of the more iconic games in NFL history. The interesting thing about the game this Sunday, of course, is that it's a 4:35 start, which means that the wind chill may be in triple digits by the beginning of the fourth quarter. And have I mentioned recently what a great idea I think it is to have the Super Bowl outdoors in New Jersey this year?
Coming up. The Indianapolis Colts also came close to a blackout, but a local sponsor bought more than 1,000 tickets and donated them to military families. It's always 72 degrees and dry inside Lucas Oil Stadium, and the Colts are pretty good. What's going on there?
That one I absolutely cannot understand. I mean, the Colts have, without question, the best record of all the playoff teams. They've beaten a lot of really good teams. They're an exciting team. They have a great young quarterback in Andrew Luck, a really good fan base, and they couldn't sell out a playoff game. I have no idea on that one.
The Chicago Bears have signed quarterback Jay Cutler for 7 more years, despite that team's 8-8 record last season. Good move by the Bears?
I don't know. I mean, Cutler's not entirely popular. He's not the most pleasant guy to be around. He's a perfectly adequate NFL quarterback, and since there aren't 20 people who can really play quarterback well at an NFL level anywhere in the world, I suppose he's not the best one, but he's the best one you got.
ESPN's newest football commentator said this week that he is also available should any NFL team decide that he would be useful. Why would ESPN hire a commentator who'd rather be working behind a center than behind a microphone?
Because he's Tim Tebow, who ESPN has made something of a cottage industry over since he was at the University of Florida. I don't think that ESPN, by the way, has to worry very much about Tim essentially being lured away by the NFL.
No. Former Minnesota Vikings punter Chris Cluey is out of work. He alleged this week that his lack of employment in the NFL is due to his outspoken support of same-sex marriage. Does that seem likely?
It seems to me from having read the piece that his dismissal from the Minnesota Vikings had a lot to do with that. I think his lack of employment has to do with the fact that he's over 30 years old and a punter.
And there are lots of punters around.
And there are lots of punters, and there are lots of younger punters. But I don't have any doubt in my mind, having read the story, that he was dismissed from Minnesota for doing that, and that's just as bad.
11th-ranked Oklahoma defeated No. 3 Alabama in Thursday's Sugar Bowl. Good thing Alabama head coach Nick Saban didn't wait until after that game to sign his contract extension that will pay him at least $7 million a year for the foreseeable future.
Well, he was going to get that anyway, and I think once they lost to Auburn, the Alabama fans did not get what they had planned on at the beginning of the season, and I don't think anybody's going to be complaining that Nick Saban lost the last 2 games of this year.
Charlie, the Winter Classic, an annual NHL game staged outdoors, drew a record number of spectators this time around. 105,491 people watched the Maple Leafs beat the Red Wings in Michigan Stadium, which is, of course, a venue meant for college football. This was just the first of 6 outdoor games scheduled for this season. How long before the NHL abandons indoor rinks altogether?
I think this is a terrible idea. This is a once-a-year wonderful carnival for the sport. It's one of the great TV visuals of all time. The sight of hockey players wearing toques over their helmets was one of the great things I ever saw. But now they're going to do it 6 or 7 times, and it's going to lose its uniqueness, and it's just going to become another fundraiser and become very depressing.
Many WNBA players are currently employed in Europe, but league MVP Candace Parker and other members of the LA Sparks might not have a job waiting for them when they come back home. Why not?
Because the current ownership of the LA Sparks is claiming that they can't afford to be the ownership of the LA Sparks anymore, and they've laid off their entire staff. The league says it'll find new owners. It would be very, very bad, of course, for the league to lose a franchise in a market like Los Angeles. This is not, after all, the NFL, which can survive without a team in Los Angeles.
In other basketball news, for the umpteenth week in a row, the UConn women's team received all the first-place votes in the USA Today coaches poll. Are they beating everybody they play by 50 points?
No, of course not. They're beating everybody they beat by an average of 35 points.
apparently that's enough to get all the votes.
Absolutely. If they were beating them by an average of 50 points, they would have gotten all the votes from everyone everywhere. People who don't even vote. I vote for UConn.
Masters champion Adam Scott has been named golf's male player of the year. Scott received just 5 votes more than Tiger Woods. Did the voters get that one right?
Oh, I think the voters got that one right, although I'm amazed that anyone could edge Tiger Woods by 5. I mean, this is not the first time Tiger Woods is like lost in the late going these days.
Hulk Hogan announced this week that he's a fan of the New England Patriots.
Oh, dear.
And I assume Pat's coach Bill Belichick responded by failing to smile and saying it is what it is.
I think if there was ever a time for Bill Belichick to be Bill Belichick, it would be in regards to this particular story. Yes.
And finally, Charlie, the parents of a baby boy born in Alabama a couple of weeks ago have named the lad Crimson Tide, K-R-I-M-S-O-N-T-Y-D-E, Steele. How soon does Auburn begin trying to recruit that youngster?
I'm not sure, but we should point out that Crimson Tide is, in fact, his first and middle name.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one name.
No.
They didn't name him like a racehorse. If there's not a kid after the BCS championship game Monday night named War Eagle something after the BCS championship game, son of Auburn fans, somebody's losing in that rivalry is all I've got to say.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.